Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the gift of today, March 18, 2024. Lord, we are so grateful. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We count it a very huge privilege. We want to say we love you, God. It is more than a $1 billion gift that you have given unto us. Father, we are so grateful. Father, we are so grateful. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just want to bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With our grateful heart, with our heart lifted up to you, we want to say thank you, Lord. We want to say we worship you. Our King, we share Olorun Eledawa. Thank you. We drove our car. We went on the air. We were on rail. We were on the road. We were on water. The Lord kept us. We slept and we woke up. The mercy of God spoke for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, immortal, invisible, the holy wise God. Unchangeable God, you're good. Immortal God, you're wonderful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. This is the third month, and Lord, we have been enjoying you. Thank you, because every day your blessings are new for us. Your mercies are new for us. They unfold every day, and you show us that you're good to us. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. This morning, we want to bless the Lord, and we want to pray from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 14 verse 11. Then Asa called to the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, Lord our God, for we rely on you, and in your name we have come against this vast army. Lord, you are our God. Do not let mere mortal prevail against us. Father, you are our God. Do not let mere mortals prevail against us. When the Ethiopian, when they came against Asa, they had so vast army that Bible says he came with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots. And how many was Judah? Judah was less than 300,000. Judah was 280,000 men. And Ethiopia came with 1,300,000 chariots. Oh, the army was vast. The fear was great. And they thought, where do we go to? They thought, how do we do? But what did Asa do? Asa turned to the Lord. Asa turned to the Lord. And he declared that the Lord, who is able to help, he has the power to help against the multitude. Even if we are small, he has the power. And he told the Lord, Lord, do not let man prevail against us. Do not let man prevail against you. Asa handed over the battle to the Lord. He told the Lord that this battle is yours. And he enjoyed God's favor. He enjoyed God's favor. I declare upon our lives this morning that by the mercies of the Lord God Almighty, anything that seems to be too much for you, those flood of enemy coming, the flood of lack, the flood of sickness, the Lord has lifted up his standard against them today in Jesus' name. O God of help, the helper of the helpless, will help you today in Jesus' name. The Lord will help your children. The Lord will help your husband. The Lord will help you. The Lord is our helper against any flood of enemy coming against us. The Lord will help. The power of the powerless, oh, will arise for you in the name of Jesus. This week, you will see the power of the powerless. The provider of those that are poor will provide for you. The provider provider of the poor will provide for you. The helper of the helpless will help you. The power of the powerless will arise for you in the name of Jesus. Your reliance on God will not fail. Your reliance on God will not fail. In the name of Jesus, you have relied on God. It will not fail you. This very week will be a week of testimony. Will be a week where you will say, I am greatly helped. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help you. Heaven will help you. The Lord, mere men will not prevail in the name of Jesus. Men will not prevail. Every come opposition against your life this week, they are swallowed in Jesus' name. That pain you have secretly borne, that opposition that has been following you, everything that the devil has used to lift the standard and has brought fear, because it is very vast, because the enemy are powerful, because the enemy are plenty. Today, the Lord says it is enough. The Lord says no mere man will have dominion over you. Because why? You are a child of God. You are a child of God. The Lord God Almighty carries you. You are not a mere man. You are a man of God. You are a woman of God. You are not a mere woman. You are not just like anybody. God is saying today, I will help you. I will help you. I will help you. Mere men will not prevail over you. I don't know where they are gathering together against you, speaking maliciously about your name. The Lord said, today, I'm going to rise. These men will not prevail against you. Where they are making fun of you, maybe because of your finances, maybe because of your look, maybe because of your health, maybe because of a situation that is negative. The Lord said, today, I will scatter them and I'll give you victory. And I'll give you victory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This week, the Lord say you have a divine escape. You will escape trouble. You will escape accidents. You will escape stress because we serve the living God. And everybody knows that he's the one that is reigning. So shall it be in Jesus' name. This week, we are divinely blessed. We escape. We escape by his mercy. We escape by his grace. And no evil shall befall us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming through for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you have done for us. For in Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Amen.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.